I'm Laura Winters.
We would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid. It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Now, some Republicans in the House, furious with Johnson for working with Democrats to get this all passed, but there is no money in this package at all for U.S. border security. Here's Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, followed by Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I'm frustrated that there was zero border security in the bill. But let's be very clear. That border bill, H.R. 2, that was voted on today, will have no force of law, was not part of the package, was done as a cover vote, and gave cover to five Democrats who voted for it. It's mind-bogglingly stupid to have put that on the floor.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state but still several miles away, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
But we want to keep everybody safe. It's the most important thing.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
We just had another hearing, and the trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants us to go as fast as possible.
Opening statements scheduled for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. A jury of 12 and 6 alternates sworn in to serve. Trump telling reporters this is a giant witch hunt. Now a disturbing moment outside the courthouse in New York City as a man from Florida lit himself on fire. White smoke billowing from the scene. Police say he posted conspiracy theories online. Detectives now saying he has passed away. President Biden with no public comment about Israel's retaliation strike on Iran. This comes after Iran firing more than 300 missiles and drones into Israel. The president spending the weekend at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. First Lady Jill Biden on the campaign trail in Bloomington, Minnesota. The First Lady addressing a Women for Biden event.
Women put Joe Biden in the White House 4 years ago, and women are going to do it again.
Turning now to business news, weakness in chip stocks leading to mixed results on Wall Street at the closing bell on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 211 points, but the NASDAQ was off 319, the S&P 500 down 43 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.